بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي نفسي بيده لو لم تذنبوا لذهب الله بكم. وجاء بقوم يذنبون فيستغفرون الله تعالى فيغفر لهم. رواه مسلم. عن ابي ايوب خالد بن زيد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لولا أنكم تذنبون لخلق الله خلقا يذنبون فيستغفرون فيغفر لهم. رواه مسلم. These are two ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, continuing on the chapter of having hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this hadith we understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taken an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدْهِ. By that that and that being in whose hands and in whose control is my life. لَوْ لَمْ تُذْنِبُوا. If you do not sin. And of course ulama then have given the commentary. If you do not sin and make tawbah, then Allah Ta'ala will replace you with a group of people, a qawm, who will sin. Then they will seek Allah's forgiveness and Allah will forgive them. The same in the second hadith, that if you do not sin, then Allah Ta'ala will create a group of people who will sin, and then they will make istighfar, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will forgive them. So what is understood from this hadith, these two hadith, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghaffar, ghaffar al-dhunub. Allah loves to forgive. And no matter how evil a person may be, but if he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for whatever sins he has perpetrated, Allah Ta'ala's mercy is so vast that Allah Ta'ala will forgive the person. The doors of tawbah are open. We should hasten towards tawbah. Allah welcomes the person who is ta'ib, who is mustaghfir, who is seeking Allah's forgiveness, who is seeking Allah Ta'ala's pardon. It is incorrect to assume from these ahadith that Allah, the Rasulullah ma'adallah, is telling us to commit sin. No. The maqsad of this hadith, the understanding of the hadith, is not to commit sin. It is when we commit sin, then immediately resort to tawbah. Resort to seeking forgiveness. Allah has beautiful qualities. Allah has beautiful names, beautiful qualities. And this hadith shows us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's quality of being al-ghaffar. This becomes manifest when a person turns to Allah. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. Like the hadith we did last week. Aznaba abdi. My servant committed a sin. And he turned to me. Because he, as Rasulullah said, Allah Ta'ala says that he knew he has got a Rabb who is prepared to forgive. And finally Allah says, I have forgiven him. So from this hadith we learn today that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving. Allah loves to forgive. So the moment we commit a sin, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek Allah's forgiveness. So if we do not seek Allah's forgiveness after committing a sin, Allah will replace us with people who will commit sin and immediately they will make tawbah, istighfar, and Allah ta'ala will show his sifat of being al-ghaffar and Allah will forgive them. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال كنا قعودا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم معنا أبو بكر وعمر رضي الله تعالى في نفر. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that we were sitting with رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم amidst us with أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عمر رضي الله تعالى with some صحابة. فقام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من بين أذهرنا. رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم suddenly stands up from amidst us and he proceeds, he goes somewhere. فَأَبْتَأَ عَلَيْنَا. He delayed in coming back towards us. فَخَشِينَا أَيُقْتَتَعَ دُونَنَا. Then we became very worried and concerned. Perhaps Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being attacked in our absence now. فَفَزِعْنَا. So we became afraid. فَقُمْنَا. We stood up. فَكُنْتُ أَوَّلَ مَنْ فَزِعَ. Sayyidina Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه says, I was the first person to become alarmed and worried and concerned. فَخَرَجْتُ أَبْتَغِي رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. I came out seeking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is my Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The love the Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. حتى أتيت حائطا من أنصار. Until I came to a garden of an Ansar. وذكر الحديث بطوله إلى قوله إمام نووي then says that Rasulullah then the narrator says that Rasulullah mentioned the entire incident until finally he mentioned this فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اذهب فمن لقيت وراء هذا الحائط يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله مستيقنا بها قلبه فبشره بالجنة رواه مسلم. We did this hadith previously where Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is in this garden and Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه finally finds Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Rasulullah gives him his Mubarak slippers, his shoes, his sandals. He says, Abu Huraira, go with this. And whosoever you meet behind this garden, who bears testimony that there is no being worthy of worship besides Allah, with full certitude and conviction, then give him glad tidings of Jannah. And like how we did the hadith in the beginning of this chapter, that person who has iman, he believes in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he believes in the risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam genuinely, then ultimately there is a point, a time when he will be admitted into paradise. So if on the day of Qiyamah, if he is not pardoned for his sins, and if he has to go to Jahannam, then going to Jahannam will not be forever and ever. He will go to Jahannam for tathiru dhunub, for a time where he is cleansed from his sins, and then he will be removed from Jahannam, and he will be put into Jannat. Why? Because of iman. You see how important, how valuable iman is, that we bear witness that there is no deity worthy of being worshipped beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Rasulullah is Allah ta'ala's servant, Allah's messenger. This iman ultimately will bring a believer into paradise. But may Allah ta'ala take us directly to Jannat without even going to Jahannam. But again, we see the importance of iman, importance of making tawbah, istighfar. All these ahadith again, they bring in us, inculcate in us the shock, the rock to turn to Allah. Allah's mercy is so vast. Never lose hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallahi bihamdihi subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.